look at John chapter 6. Sometimes when you're playing the guitar and trying to do things, it's sort of like, well, where was that I was looking for? But I think this is the passage. Last night I had said, you know, I want to make it to at least one of the prayer meetings while I'm here. And so I endeavored to get to bed earlier. Besides that, my voice had been shot from the night before, so I thought, well, I'm going to do it. But it didn't work. You know, got sidetracked, and I got to go for a nice walk with my wife. And you know, there's lots of other blessings that, you know, I got to experience, but one of them was not enough sleep. So that when my little alarm went off, I didn't even know it. And so I woke up this morning thinking, oh man, you blew it again, you know, and you won't get this opportunity again. And I started thinking about, you know, you aren't a very good disciple. And when we started our meetings together, I spoke a little bit of some things the Lord had impressed upon me about being a disciple. One of the passages I looked up was in John chapter 6 here. And Jesus had given this teaching, you know, about eating His flesh and drinking His blood. And, you know, it talked about His disciples here. And in verse 60, it says, on hearing it, many of His disciples says, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that His disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where He was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. Some of His disciples, I guess, you know, they've been following Him, and as someone pointed out in an earlier meeting, some were not following Him, they were following the free lunch, or they were following the healing, or they were following something other than the Lord Jesus. And sometimes I've done that too. I follow because, you know, well, Lord, You're going to give me this. And then I realize that I've made a big mistake. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray Him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to Me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of His disciples turned back and no longer followed Him. And I was thinking about this morning, about hard teachings. And maybe some of you have felt that this weekend, some of the teachings, though they've been blessed, and they've been encouraging, and they've been challenging, maybe they're just a little hard too. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, I don't know if I can climb that hill. I'm tired. I don't know if I have the strength. I don't know if I can hold out. And so He turns to His others over here and says, you do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. And Simon Peter answered Him, well, Lord, we can stand with You no matter what. Oh, I'm reading my perversion here. Excuse me. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that You are the Holy One of God. And, you know, as we follow the Lord, I think that sometimes we get ourselves to this point. It's like, okay, you can hit the road, or you can say, well, where else am I going to go? And, you know, I think Jim Lucas earlier talked about being nothing. And sometimes that's a hard thing to get to the point of being nothing. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We'll get to this point. I mean, did Peter answer and say, yeah, we understood all of this. We can follow all of this. We can do all of this. No, he said, I think he was saying, no, I don't understand what you're talking about either. It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know whether I can do it or not, but we know who You are, and where else can we go? So, I want to encourage you with that, that if you go away thinking, I can't do it, think of what Peter told us here. In fact, some of you know this song, maybe all of you know this song, but I'd like us to sing this one song together that comes from this verse. I know a lot from our fellowship and that have been around us know it. Unfortunately, I have a mic, so I don't have to sing very loud. Although I think I'll use this one. Lord, to whom shall I go? You alone have words of eternal life. Lord, to whom shall I go? You alone have words of eternal life. We have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. We have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Lord, to whom shall I go? You alone have words of eternal life. Lord, to whom shall I go? You alone have words of eternal life. We have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. We have believed and come to know that you